Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
The Falcons can come up with a big road win, and one of the guys, if we get it, that will be a part of it, joins us right now, as he does every single week here in the locker room. Grady Jarrett, here for the Grady Jarrett Show.
The biggest football coverage in the South requires the biggest hitter on the line.
Wilson under pressure, right on cue, Grady Jarrett.
Atlanta's Pro Bowl defensive end Grady Jarrett is only on The Fan every week after the game.
Brady's in trouble again, and it's Jarrett yet again.
It's all presented by attorney Ken Nugent and Grady Health System.
Grady Jarrett with a huge sack.
And we welcome in to the locker room, as we do every week, number 97. 97 on the field, number one in your heart, Grady Jarrett joining us here for the Grady Jarrett Show. Grady, you guys had the Bears for lunch and dinner. What are you having for dessert this Thanksgiving when you get a chance to get around the household at the Jarrett household?
I don't know what we're going to have. Probably a little sweet potato pie, so, you know what I'm saying? Keep it, nice and traditional. So that's probably what we're going to have.
How much fun was that? You guys needed a big win. Justin Fields is not an easy man to bring down, and you guys were able to execute your plan, not letting him just run all over the place. And it seemed like every time you guys got a chance to either move him off the spot or put a hat on him, you guys did that. And he was pretty tenderized by the time the game was over.
Yeah, man, we definitely executed our plan very well, and I'm excited that we did. We got some sacks on him, got some hits, and got him off the spot, which we really wanted to do. But he did, make some plays, which we knew he would, because we got guys are, an elite runner. So at the end of the day, we contained him enough to where, we were able to win the game. So I was happy to get to him. I feel like I could have got to him another time, but I got juked out, and then Lorenzo and them came and cleaned them up. So it was all good. We still got them. So it's been all good.
Grady, to use a boxing analogy, it felt like in that game you guys just body blowed Justin Fields until the end of the game where you finally were able to have that head punch and get him out of there. Did you guys feel that? Did you feel like you were affecting the way that he was playing as that game went along?
Yeah, I think we definitely affected it. But at the end of the day, till the clock struck zero, you knew it was going to take all day, so – it was important for us to go out in the last series and go out there and close it out. You know what I'm saying? So it definitely took its toll. But that's the game of football, And I mean, when you're a special player, you get a lot of attention. And I've got to deal with it every week, so dealing with a whole bunch of different offensive linemen week in and week out. So it just comes with the game.
How good did that feel as a defense to close it out the way you did with the turnover? Because I saw Jalen runs down and all of you guys followed, and I see you after having a hard pass rush doing whatever you could to get part of that celebration there in the end zone.
Yeah, man, that was funny because I usually would let the guys go down and do that one by themselves. But it was the end of the game. I'm like, all right, man, I'm going to go party a little bit. wait for me. It was awesome, man, to be able to get the pick with the guys and hang out with them some after that big play. So, I had a great time, great game, and I'm super excited.
Grady, the demeanor of Younghoe Koo, I know, normally you don't deal with kickers a lot, you don't see him around. I don't know if he's a locker room guy, but what's the belief system and the swag that he possessed? Can you explain anything about Younghoe Koo that we don't already know?
I mean, Koo is cool as it get, So, he, like you say, like got a swag about him. He's a great locker room guy. He's one of the fellas hang out. In the off season, he do every workout with us, condition with us. As part of the team, as part of the team you can get, And he's just a guy that got, super, super confidence in himself and a guy that overcome a lot to be able to chase his dream. We all believe in him and we happy to have him on our team. We happy to have him on our team. We love when he go out there to go have a kick and how the fans go cool. And so that was good. So he do his thing, man. I'm super excited for him. And for what's to come for him.
Grady Jarrett joining us here for the Grady Jarrett Show here in the locker room on the Fan, 680-93.7 FM. It's a part of the game, the part of the game that nobody really likes, injury. We get the news Kyle Pitts is going to be down. Talk about who he is in the locker room and, you know, how helpful he has been to you guys. You know, if they're getting first downs and they're scoring and going on drives on the offense, you guys are getting a little bit of a breather on defense to have enough in the reserve tanks at the end of the game.
Yeah, Kyle's a special player. You know, he's picked the highest pick tight end for a reason. He's really like, he's just like your little brother for real, like just in the locker room. He's just like he's a real big dude, but he a big old kid, you know what I'm saying? Full of energy, life, and just, you know, just a happy dude. So his presence is always felt and it's going to be missed. And, you know, hate that for him, for anybody to go down and, you know, have to be put on IR. So hopefully the most important thing right now is him just getting healthy and being in the right place mentally, because, you know, we wanted him, you know, to make this run, but at the end of the day, that somebody else got to step up. So, but you know, it's devastating news, and just start feeling bad for him right now.
Yeah, you hate to see it, Grady. It's a Grady Jarrett Show in the locker room here on 680 The Fan. Talk about the interception that wasn't. What happened on that play when a ball hit Michael Walker right in the face mask, bounces up in the air about 50 feet, and you're just sitting there waiting for that sucker to come down, man. I look like an offensive lineman may have hit it, but you got to walk me through this thing. I was waiting for that that vertical to come in.
It definitely got hit out of my hand.
Is that right?
I went up the high point of the ball. You know what I'm saying? But no, the ball's in the air forever, man. So I was like, by the time you peep and see like the ball ricochet, you know, usually it's like a quick tip, you know, and somebody get on it real quick or don't make a hustle play over. But you look up there, it's like a punt coming out of the sky. So, I mean, I'm checking. So I'll check my surroundings at first, and I'm, like, looking around, see if anybody, you know, really close, or if I'm close enough to go get it. And I'm, like, and I'm looking at it, I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm about to get this thing. And so I'm looking up at the ball, check left, check right, and I go to jump, high point. I catch it in my hands, two hands, as you can see on the film, and they come and knock it out. Hey, you know me, man. They ain't want me to go 80 on them. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You got to keep the ball out of dangerous hands. You know what I'm saying? They know if I touch them, go.
So this is always an interesting week because you have to deal with family and getting ready for a football game, a huge game on the road against the Commanders. What does your week look like on Thursday when you have Thanksgiving? Is it early practice and then you're able to get home with the family? How does the organization set that up for you guys?
Yeah, it's usually early practice. We'll be able to get home and enjoy the day with the fam, but you definitely get your work in. Maybe stay a little later on Wednesday, and that's my experience has been. But it's a, you know, heck of a week for me. I'm fortunate enough to have my family here a lot, so I see them often. It won't be too much of an adjustment. I think the biggest adjustment is going to be them coming to my house this year for Thanksgiving. We usually go to my mom's house in Conyers, but she's getting her kitchen redone right now, so she's allowing Thanksgiving to go down to my house because ain't no way she. If it was already, she'd be like, get your boy to this house, boy. But, other than that, that's about it. And so I'm excited. I think it's always, when Thanksgiving come up, you always know it's that crucial part of football season. You know what I'm saying? Everybody, every team kind of in that crunch time mode where, you know, you want to be playing good football and everybody going to be watching some game playing that day. So it's just, this is always a good time.
Grady, I played on some teams where you had to be, very selective on what you ate on Thanksgiving because the next morning the coaches would make you run it off on Friday morning to make sure you weren't super sluggish for the game. The strength coaches there make you guys run it off Friday morning?
No, I think guys, we usually do a weigh-in on Thursday morning. Uh-oh. So I think guys gonna be happy about that. The guys can do the win Thursday morning, you know, then go have that day with the fam. So, but I don't think guys will go too crazy. I will hope not. You gotta be a pro at the end of the day.
That's right.
You know, you can't be going, you know, 2-3-4 plates in and high level running on Sunday. So, but I think the most important thing other than the food is just guys just being able to hang out with the fam.
Well, you can save that to us. We'll go 3-4-6 plates in.
Yeah, y'all go in because after the game, that's when we really, really go crazy.
That's right.
Really, Thanksgiving leftovers. You know?
Right.
That's it. So that's what we really wait on.
So a different kind of animal this week than you played with the Bears. Commanders have played some really good ball since Taylor Heinicke has taken over at quarterback. They run the ball. They're very physical. Is there something you specifically try to take away from them first and foremost?
I think it's just going to take everybody being able to do their job at a high level. Like you said, they run the ball really well. And, you know, Heinicke gave them a spark that they, you know, he's a special guy. I mean, just I think just from a character standpoint of what he do from like a leadership and just the guys are, they believe in him a lot. You know what I'm saying? So I think that's always good when you got a leader like that. So he's going to be tough. And they always fight to be in the game. So it's going to take all day. They got a solid defense on the other side of the ball, too. So I think it's going to be a heck of a challenge for us.
Hey, Grady, take us in the meeting room a little bit when you watch film, because I saw a lot of, you know, half sacks, one sack, and this and that. Do you guys send things to the NFL as far as I had that sack, that's my whole sack, that's my half sack? Because you guys did a good job of being around the quarterback, and I didn't see initially any one guy getting to him or getting him down. Do you guys kind of go back and forth in the meeting room as far as whose sack it is?
Sometimes, but if you do it, be just for jokes most of the time. I mean, whatever they do to the stat stuff, you know, it kind of is what it is. You know what I'm saying? And at the end of the day, if somebody was there with you, and they, you know, they want to eat too. You know what I'm saying? You don't really go do your teammates like that. You know what I'm saying? So, so I think it's just, you know, it's one of things where, I mean, I don't know if we discuss it too much, you know?
Okay.
Like, I mean, we ought to have, you know, I feel like, you know, me as a rusher, I feel like I've had sex where I was like, all right, now, I don't know if you was in on that one.
Yes!
But I won't, like, send it in or nothing, you know what I'm saying?
Okay. Look, if there's a bonus if there's a bonus attached to it, we'll be your agent. We'll help you get that other half sack.
You know what? I won't send it in, you know what I'm saying? What other people do, I ain't got no control over that, you feel me?
So, Grady, your boys didn't have to do that to my boys this week. I paid up our bet. I've got a picture of you as my avatar. I tagged you on Twitter. Y'all mud stomped my Hurricanes. That was not fun on Saturday.
Oh, man. Man, them Tigers went out there, showed up. I knew they was going to respond in a big way, man. But, yeah, I'm glad we had just a light bet on that one.
Yeah, me too.
That one could have got ugly. You know what I'm saying?
You think you'll make it to, if Clemson gets in, do you think you'll make it to a college football playoff game?
I would try to. The schedule allows. I don't know the dates, but I mean, you know, definitely. If I could, I'm sure they'll have it ready for me. They always treat me really well when I want to come to the games and stuff like that. So, if I can make it, I'd definitely be there to support them.
Who are some of your defensive teammates you see coming around? We were talking about some name calls, some names we thought should be called, and they actually were called. Arnold Ibukati, one of them on Sunday. You saw Michael Walker. He's been having a pretty good season. And even Rashawn Evans was all over the field. Who are some of your defensive teammates you see, you know, kind of getting into that gear that you need when you want to close out a season and try to make a playoff push?
Yeah, man, you said a couple of names right there. Troy Anderson was big for us this past week as well. This guy is super fast, got some great instincts, and just young player just out there playing crazy. And Zoe stepped up for us real good this week. So I said Zoe Carter. I love our safeties, though, man. Jalen and Richie, man, those guys, they bring the energy, you know, week in and week out, and they, you know, they got closing in their blood, you know what I'm saying, as far as getting them interceptions in the game, making big plays for us. And, it was good to have AJ back, you know what I'm saying? You can feel his presence back there out there on the field. So, the Hall getting better every week, you know, as a young player, you know, stepping into a role. When Casey went down, he getting more reps, and he getting better as a corner week in and week out. So, I mean, I can talk about these guys all day. You know, I'm excited to see them continue to grow and just continue to make our defense better. You know, it sucks to see Taquan go down. So, you know, hopefully he'll be able to bounce back towards the very end, and we'll see how that go, you know. But, you know, we got a lot of guys that stepped up. You know, Abdullah Anderson, he got his first sack of the year this year against his former team, the Bears, so that was good for him. And so, I mean, it's just – I could talk about these guys all day, man, but I'm super, super excited to go to work with them, and I know that our best football is still ahead of us.
All right, we'll let you go. We do have a couple of guys in here who just don't have an understanding of what's supposed to go on with the food for Thanksgiving. I'll ask you, is it a requirement to have ham and sweet potato pie for Thanksgiving?
I think sweet potato pie is more of a requirement. A lot of people are not going to like this than the ham.
Yeah.
Because we see, like, we have Ham sometime. You know what I'm saying? And I think if the Ham go missing, we really not in a panic. Because, you know, we're going to have, like, a turkey, obviously. You know what I'm saying? One oven baked, one fried turkey. And then you're going to have – see, we do a rib roast. Y'all ever had rib roast? Yeah. Like the big prime rib roast?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I think that kind of replaced our Ham year in and year out. And then y'all guys ever had the turducken?
Oh, yeah. The turducken.
Yeah, turducken. So
you do that, too? Turducken.
Yeah, we had a turducken ready, too.
Man, we coming over there for Thanksgiving.
Then my grandma in town, so I think, shoot, we might have some oxtail. So, see, I'm going to have to chill out.
Wait till Monday.
Yeah.
I'm ready.
Well, hopefully you get all you want to eat against the Washington Commanders. You guys really turned it on. Only allowed 7 points in the second half. So, a really good finishing to the game. And hopefully you guys get that game. That's a huge game. You'll be ahead of them with a tiebreaker scenario for the playoff push, and all the games matter and have more meaning. And we look forward to talking to you next week. Have a happy Thanksgiving, Grady.
Thanks, I appreciate it.
Grady Jarrett joining us here in the locker room as he does every week for the Grady Jarrett Show.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.